This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Clefstad with NIU's Matt Streb as we continue our series analyzing contested congressional primaries. Matt chairs the Political Science Department at Northern Illinois University. Yesterday, we talked about the Republicans running in the 16th district. Today, it's the Democrats competing in the 14th, which includes parts of Sycamore. It also includes all or parts of Woodstock, Huntley, Geneva, and North Aurora. Currently, it's represented by freshman Republican Randy Hultgren. There are two Democrats who want his job. They are Dennis Anderson, a researcher with the International Breast Cancer Foundation, and Jonathan Farnick, a computer support technician. Matt, the district is part of the Chicago media market, so TV ads are going to be expensive. Which of the candidates is raising more money?
Both of them have very little money right now. The last time I looked, Farnick had, this was at the end of December, had $0, according to the FEC. Now, I'm sure that that has changed since then. He came into this relatively late. But this was supposed to be, we talked about Kinzinger and Manzullo yesterday, right, in the 16th district. Well, this was supposed to be as cool as that race because you had Hultgren versus Walsh.
Earlier, yes.
Earlier. Joe Walsh decided he wanted to move to the 8th district. Once Walsh made that decision, that made Randy Hultgren obviously the presumptive nominee. And the 14th is a very Republican district still, right? I mean, so the way the Democrats tried to hurt Republicans here was having Hultgren and Walsh run against each other. Well, that didn't really work. So now Randy Hultgren's in a pretty good spot. So you look at somebody like Anderson, or you look at somebody like Farnick, these are not well-known candidates politically. Neither have a political background. You might say, well, that should be an advantage for them, but
especially with Congress's ratings down about 10%.
But it still is something you look to people who have had political experience, and oftentimes, and people who have had political experience who've run campaigns before and run campaigns successfully have a group of donors they can rely on. Neither of these two candidates do have that. It's not a perfect measure, but one of the measures that political scientists use for so-called candidate quality is simply whether you've held a previous office before. It's not a perfect measure by any stretch of the imagination, but neither of these candidates would be coded as a quality candidate. Farnick is somebody in particular who's tried to run twice before,
mm-hmm.
And was unable to qualify for the ballot in both of those cases. So these are really novices, and I don't see the Democratic Party putting a whole lot of emphasis on these races because, quite frankly, I think this is not going to be one of the more interesting races come November. When Joe Walsh decided, I'm not running against Randy Hultgren, Randy Hultgren really has a pretty clear path towards victory again come November. A lot of things can happen between now and then. I don't want to sit there and say Randy Hultgren has won re-election. But this is not one of those districts that the Democrats drew to say, hey, we got a chance to pick this one up, right? We'll talk about the 17th tomorrow. That is a district that the Democrats intend to pick up.
Matt Streb is a political scientist at Northern Illinois University. Matt, tomorrow we'll talk about the one you're really excited about, the 17th Congressional District, which will feature three Democrats.
Great, Dan. Thanks.